Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Andy and I went to college with our next guest, and let's face it, if someone said that we'd all be on the radio on WGN Radio at the same time, I would have said you were drunk.
You're crazy.
I went there, too.
Yes, but you didn't go at the same time.
I think Elliot and I were at the school together at the same time.
What year did you graduate?
What year did you graduate?
90.
93. We were there.
Yeah.
We were at the same parties. I know it.
We all were.
I might have
we
been there, too.
We really were. Yes.
You guys were gone.
You were gone in 89.
I was still working there, though.
Our next guest is a Bradley graduate and an extremely talented artist. You know him as the Blackhawks Indian head guy. We know him as just talented. And Elliot, artbeatlive.com is his website. He's got a new line of shoes. We're going to talk about it. It's Elliot Fromm. It's good to see you, man.
Good morning. Game day. Where is your jersey?
I don't know. I totally spaced. I was in radio mode, not bear mode. Shoes.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. He sends me a text out of the blue, Jane, 2 weeks ago. He's like, hey,
I'm doing shoes.
I'm doing shoes. I'm like, what?
But so rewind, though, because you're an artist and you're a painter and you do the Blackhawks head in 5 minutes or less.
Yes. Yeah. So 11 years ago, I started performing and helping raise money for charity, and that's what I'm all about. And it's been an amazing ride. You know, helping raise money, and that's a cool thing. But I'm the, let's say, I love to grab money from the wealthy and give it to the poor. I'm the Robin Hood of artists. So, you know, not a lot of people have all this money to buy artwork. So I decided, what other way can we put art to make it really easy for people to purchase and make a statement throughout the world? And I'm like, you know what? E-commerce is huge, and let's start a shoe company. And what I talked about with my partner Trish, you know, we really want to make it a message, and that's how you develop a brand. You got to have some message behind you.
Of course.
Our message is
right:
create, inspire, and give.
Okay.
And as an artist, I create, and as raising money, I inspire, and we give, and that's what we're all about. So we try to teach people how to, you know, give back to the community, and it's not really money. You know, there, you can give back free. So we, with the shoe company, we hooked up with Souls for Souls. And that way we tell people to obviously purchase our shoes. And Jane, as you know, you probably have, what, 100 shoes in your closet?
Please.
250.
250.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are flat.
Way too
and
low.
Flat.
Yeah.
So you know what, Jane? Purchase a pair of our shoes.
I'm going to. I'm looking online.
Also, go on our website, go to the donate and ship form, learn what we're all about, learn what Souls for Souls is about, because for free, you can pack up to 50 pounds worth of shoes and go to Zappos, and you can actually ship those shoes for free to Souls for Souls, and then Souls for Souls will take all those free shoes, and we partnered up with Women in Haiti to give those shoes to and start sustainable jobs. So women in Haiti and other countries can sell the shoes and make
God,
some money.
Look at you.
So literally,
that's great.
You're making for good. So you're making and creating, inspire, and give.
Mm-hmm.
So you're making for good, which is like this amazing movement that's sort of sweeping the country. Other people will make an Afghan and give it to a cancer patient, and other people will do, you know, stuffed animals and give it to foster children. And I love what you're doing here because you're making and you're doing it in your own life as creative, but now we're doing it. We can all help and be a part of this giving.
Yeah, it doesn't cost money. I mean, you could donate for free. You know, like Pete, I talked to you the other day. I was in Washington. You know, we helped raise $40,000 worth of paintings. You know, it's amazing.
Just stop right there for a second. We help raise $40,000. I mean, you, that's not a throwaway. That's a lot of money that you do in however time, maybe an hour. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So good for you for doing that.
So now I just wanted to develop a new way for people to give back and learning how to give back, because the world is just crazy right now, and
yeah,
we all need to help those people.
You're right. Well, tell people about these shoes, because I'm wearing a pair right now.
And they're fantastic because I'm looking at them online.
They're very comfortable.
They are comfortable. I started out designing all these shoes, all different types of shoes, and I kind of decided now on just the slip-ons, where you can just slip them on. They're comfy. Walk around. Go to the grocery store. I wore them for 2 days out in Washington. That was my only shoe, was my slip-ons. And we do the high tops. So we got the slip-ons and the high tops.
Right.
And majority of them are all my artwork, and they're printed on the shoe. And then I'm developing some other type of stuff. And I'm waiting to come out pretty soon. Customization is huge. You know, everybody wants to customize their own stuff.
Sure.
So I'm waiting pretty soon to develop an app where you can customize your own shoe. on my site.
If I can I ask, so if the customization, if I say, hey, I would like a this image, would you create the image and then that's my customization?
Correct.
Or do I have to, you do it. You would do the artwork for it.
Really?
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great.
How do you come up with the designs like this orange pair of shoes I'm wearing right now?
Well, it's amazing. A lot of the designs are developed on my iPad. So I'll sketch a lot on my iPad and then they'll get
That's how the creative mind works, doesn't it? You just keep doing stuff until it sticks.
But what's cool is that you're doing, like, the technology is now helping, like, normally or back in the day, you would have had to take a pen or a marker to paper.
Oh, technology's huge. Yeah. I mean, you're just designing on the fly. It's incredible. And you're uploading. And, and the amazing thing about this is, yes, the shoes are made overseas, but literally, these are one-offs. They're just made one at a time. And I could put an order in on Wednesday. And through shipping and processing, we can have that within 7 to 10 days. I mean, it's incredible.
And they're very comfortable shoes. I'm standing wearing them right now.
Well, what I really appreciate about them is that the sole, the inside cushion, is cushy. It's comfortable. Because I have some expensive... I have some expensive shoes that are flat, sort of like the, what are we calling them?
Slip-ons.
Slip-ons. But you have
casual shoes.
Casual
slip-ons.
Shoes. Yeah. They're like little gym shoes. And they're all the rage right now. And they don't have that cushy inside.
No.
Yeah.
That is so true. Because I have
a pair.
Do you
feel the extra cush?
I have a pair of Vans exactly like these. Yeah. Not as colorful. But yeah. These are more cushy. The website is loveartshoes, LUVartshoes.com. Yep. Elliot Fromm, I'm going to take a quick break. And you're still painting, by the way.
Of course.
Just for the record, he's still painting. Artbeatlive.com is his website. It's 720 WGN. Hey, 720 WGN. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. In studio with us is artist Elliot Fromm. Remember, you can check out artbeatlive.com. Or his new love is now shoes, L-U-V, loveartshoes.com. People know you as the guy that paints the Indian head.
The guy that throws paint.
Yeah. Throws paint. When did you start doing that? With the Blackhawks.
With the well, working with WGN Radio. So it was 2010 when they had their 2010 when WGN had their first playoff bash with the Hawks.
And that was it?
That was it.
And they called you out of the blue and said, hey, can you do an Indian head for us?
Well, I met Elizabeth Queen, which is Rocky's stepdaughter.
Okay.
If that's correct. She handled Blackhawk Charities at the time, and she was here at the radio station in 2010, and that's when she invited me to come to the first playoff game in 2010, I never watched a game of hockey in my life, because obviously growing up here, they didn't televise hockey.
Yeah.
So I'm at the stadium, it's 2010, and I have Rocky Wirtz literally 6 feet behind me while I'm painting this Blackhawks head for the first time in the stadium.
So you're a little nervous.
Yeah. Just a little nervous.
Were you paint, like, when did you start doing the Blackhawks head?
I did the first Blackhawks head in December of 2009 at a charity event for this young kid that died, and he was a hockey fan, and they asked me to do it. And that was before all the hype of the Hawks.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
So out of the blue, did you start painting it upside down and then flip it over?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. No.
You just painted it.
Just painted it.
Because it's in the beginning. You got to kind of figure your way and figure out how you're going to do it.
It's been through so many incarnations. It's incredible. So that, like, when I did that first Hawks head at the stadium, you know, I think that painting at the stadium, that playoff game, raised like $12,000, I think.
Jeez.
And it was incredible, and the Hawks charities were like, you gotta be kidding me, you know. They were like, that's incredible.
When did you first know that, like, you're like, hey, I'm kind of good at painting things, like, I'm an artist?
Well, back when I was a kid, my father was an artist. So that was in the blood. And then when I went to Bradley, and, you know, Andy would be there when I'd be in the fraternity house. Mm-hmm. I'd be on the second floor flinging paint out the window.
Yeah.
You know, and glass and paint and whatever.
Colorful sidewalks right outside the house.
Yeah.
Wait, did you cover the hallway with paint splatters? Or was there like a tarp that you covered with paint splatters down the hallway on the second floor?
You didn't care in college.
I didn't care in college.
No.
Nobody cared.
No, because now all of a sudden, when you said that about Andy and you're talking about the second floor, I had a flashback to that fraternity. And
were you partying in our room? Because our room 15 was...
15 was the party room.
15 was the party room. I think it was decorated with black light paint and everything. Yeah.
Well, quickly tell your story, because when you graduated from Bradley, you went into graphic design. You weren't painting.
No. I went into my friend Frank, his mother was in the publishing business, and I was going to go to Arizona for my master's degree. And literally in the summertime, she's like, Elliot, here's a job in graphic design. I'm like, all right, okay.
And how long did you work that job?
I've worked in graphic design and publishing and advertising agencies for 20-something years.
But you quit that job and said, I want to do something completely different, right?
So in 2007, okay, I went back into publishing.
All right.
And I was just aggravated. I wanted to do artwork. You know, I wanted to paint.
That's always an artist. Always Once an artist, passion. Always an artist. Sure.
Yeah. So it wasn't until when the Hawks won and I did that painting, that's when my career took off.
Blew up.
Yeah.
God, that's
but
great.
But it's an amazing, you know, I've helped raise $4 million for charity.
That's
and
awesome.
We keep on
that's
going.
Amazing.
And, you know, it's great.
Do you work with a creative brain or a business brain or both?
Both.
Yeah? A lot of creatives have a tough time jumping over on the business side.
Totally. It's a whole different, it's really weird.
But you can split your brain and do both.
I try. Yeah. It's not easy.
I've been out to your studios multiple times in the northwest suburbs. You are so damn talented.
Thank you.
Seriously. I mean, you can do anything. The things that you have done, it's pretty amazing.
I appreciate it.
You're one of the guys that I love to root for, seriously. And a guy that's going to help me get in the Bradley alumni newsletter, too.
We're all going to be in the letter.
That's
all
he worries
about.
Or me.
Yeah.
But I want to, you know, with the shoe brand, I just want to do something different and help the world and do a better cause. And it's exciting to build a brand. I'm like, why should, you know, all these big brand shoe companies be out there? And we need somebody to disrupt, you know, the industry.
Right.
And you give back while you're doing it. And listen, I am a shoe connoisseur. I'm not sure if you know that, but I love shoes. I love art shoes, too. So what I love about these is the designs are so cool. And these slip-ons are really all the rage because those of us that have been teetering around in heels for 20 years are so happy to find a comfortable pair of shoes to wear when you're walking up and down the streets of Chicago or anywhere, for that matter, especially at the airport. But these will get you noticed because the artwork is so great. I'm talking about the women who are into fashion. So if you're buying a pair, you pick the style that you like. And the designs are super cool. There's one with these two big eyeballs on it. That's my favorite. Does that have a title?
Eyeball? I don't know. What is it called?
What is it called?
Probably call something.
It's like, here's looking at you, babe. but the styles and
they're
going to
be renamed
just,
in a half hour.
Very fashionable.
Yeah. Right. I'm wearing the orange shoes. Orange, by the way, my favorite color.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to you. Yeah. These are very comfortable shoes.
They're yours.
Good for you, man.
And then I wanted to do a higher end shoe, you know, all leather. And I found a company out in Italy. And they were accepting applications to be a shoe designer. Mm-hmm. And I send my application in, and I didn't hear anything for like 3 weeks or a month. And then I get a direct email from the CEO. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This guy is emailing me. And he's like, Elliot, man, I just saw your application. I love you're an artist, and you haven't designed any shoes before. And you're raised all this money for charity, and this is what you want to do. And although I don't have the final say, you know, our marketing company has the final say in who gets to be a shoe designer. You know, I'll put in a good word. 2 minutes later, selected to be, you know, shoe designer.
You're kidding.
No, so it's a totally all leather, high end, you know, made in Italy in like the area where they make all the shoes, you know. And I get to develop these pretty much these limited edition shoes. The ones I sent you.
Wow.
Those black ones.
Yep.
So I'm looking to create, you know, a nice line of these high end shoes, and I'm kind of starting now with Kickstarter to do a Kickstarter campaign for these shoes. You know, get
I'm
them off the ground.
I want to be a shoe designer.
Ask and you get, don't and you won't. Look at you. It's a perfect example right there.
Yeah.
Elliot Fromm, thank you for coming in, man.
Thanks for
driving in. ArtBeatLive.com, of course, the art, and Love, L-U-V, Art Shoes, LoveArtShoes.com. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
And
thanks,
continued
Elliot.
Success.
Absolutely.
Go Bears, go Braves.
Go Bears. It's 720 WGN.